yeah, it's a tough time and we have some very big challenges ahead of us. But I think that it's also a time to appreciate that, hey, you know, like where people are together more now and we're cooking together more now and we're spending more time together. Hi, this is YouTube chef Jerry James Stone and you're on Run with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but now, of course, in the broadcast bunker with everybody else. And on the line, what's excited to have superstar blogger and YouTuber, vegetarian chef, author, and world-renowned internet personality, the one and only Jerry James Stone. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, with all the challenges the restaurant industry is facing, and then, of course, a mandatory closing for them, delivery only, curbside options, and on the public side, you know, being told to stay home, everybody's got a shelter in place and do all those kind of things. We're looking for a little bit of direction, a little bit of instruction, some inspiration. It's kind of made you, Jerry James Stone, sort of a kind of a homemade meal messiah. Are you ready to take on that mantle?
Yeah, it's definitely a difficult time to appreciate success. I mean, I'll just put that out there. You know, I have friends in the industry, chefs that are, you know, people are out of work. They're losing work. They're staying home. They're scared. I mean, people are getting sick. It's definitely a tough time, but also people are cooking more. The thing that I've been trying to get people to do more for 8 years. So it's complicated.
You mentioned it too, is that this is not something that, you know, you're not just kind of jumping into bandwagoning onto the pandemic side of things. This is something you mentioned 8 years. And for the listeners that may not be familiar, the uninitiated few, you know, 146,000 subscribers on YouTube, 593 videos. So this is something that you have been doing. And so it's sort of supply and demand, is that the demand kind of just met up with you. You've always been popular. There's no question about that. But now it kind of is where people are kind of matching up with all the things that have been going on for a long time with Jerry James Stone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my thing with cooking has always really been about trying to give people options around ingredients and have them think about ingredients in different ways. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, from making popsicles with celery, you know, like stuff like just trying to think outside the box a bit to really hit as many different angles as I can for something, just to maybe get someone excited about cooking and getting them familiar with food and trying to make those recipes accessible. And, you know, just as you were mentioning, like, we have people right now who now they're stuck at home. They're trying to figure out how to cook for the very first time. They can't go out to eat like they used to, and they're stocking up on produce because they're scared. So how do they store these things? How long will it keep in the fridge or the freezer, and how do they cook with them? And so I'm happy to be able to be a resource for them. It's been very heartwarming to get feedback from people who are learning. And also, once again, just, you know, it's a challenging time. So it's just, it weighs heavy in many different ways.
Even some cool hacks on things that people have and are used to making, like the eggs, like the sheep fed eggs. That's a pretty cool deal. We're going through food pretty fast here. We've got a family of five. We've got three kids. And so it's been kind of a shock just how much, when really that's really what you have, is like this, you know, watch TV, binge watch Netflix, eat and make stuff. And initially, right, it was great. You could, okay, we'll make burgers. But over time, it's been like, right, you know, a couple of weeks now, you're looking for a little bit of fresh variety and some cool kind of different takes on things.
Yeah, you want to mix things up. And, you know, and also, I mean, if you're new to cooking, or even if you're sort of an experienced cook, like, it can be tough going from cooking, you know, every now and then to cooking every single meal that you eat. And so having the ability to make things that not only as you can make for a large family, as you mentioned, you know, or making something that you can sort of extend over a period of time and use in different ways and repurpose, I think is one of the, you know, more valuable things that people are finding right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about California here in Chicago. Obviously, you know, we're not one of those major hotspots, but we're certainly on the map, you know, for people, and the restaurant industry has been super challenged. California, you know, you're out there, you look at the studio, you've been doing this a long time, so you've had this set up for quite a while. But for either other colleagues in kind of the food media or blogging world, how have they been handling it? And then just in general, in the community where you are, like, what's kind of the vibe? You go outside, is it outbreak? Is everybody wearing Hurt Locker suits? Or is it kind of thing where people are getting by?
I mean, I honestly haven't had the chance to check in too much with, like, other food media people as much. I mean, as you, I in the past couple of weeks, I've just been insane. I got 15,000 new followers on Twitter in 2 weeks. And so I've just been scrambling to stay on top of it all. But I would say the things that I've been seeing online from people, just like what they've been sharing, is everyone's really concerned about, you know, the food industry as far as like what this means for the wait staff, the chefs, like the owners, all that kind of thing, how this is going to redefine the food industry in general once we're hopefully past this. And so I haven't spoken to anyone personally yet. I just have like kind of seen the sort of how we all have coalesced around this like massive concern around the food industry.
Well, with the extra followers of 15,000 more on Twitter to add to the already kind of impressive following, has there been more as far as people are contacting you? Because this is one of the things that you've been doing for a long time too, vegetarian chef. I mean, you've always had like really cool, but also a lot of healthy options. And so are people looking, say, I don't know if you have any like pandemic resistant recipes or anything like that, but ways for people to kind of stay healthy during these times?
I mean, definitely I'm focusing on like, right now I've been trying to share information to people on just kind of like eating variety of things. You know, I think it's really easy to kind of get stuck in your staples, especially when you're not comfortable with cooking. And, you know, you can only live off boxed mac and cheese for so long, right? So you kind of like, so trying to get people to really think about other options. And like, I've really been focusing on food storage. And the reason I've been trying to share a lot of videos and content and information on food storage is because I think if, you know, things are around longer, then people maybe will experiment with them a little bit more too. But it's, you know, I think just eating a variety of things right now and just trying to stay healthy is really important.
Yep. Yep. And so here's the thing. It's hard to do. I felt even kind of guilty doing some of the interviews that we're doing. You know, there's so much going on. It's almost, I don't know if it feels sort of wrong to kind of even be thinking about or talking or addressing even issues that are a little bit light, but I know over time it wears on you, right? And you want to be able to celebrate a little bit, and some of that celebration is happening at home and maybe around food. So talk a little bit. I know you've got the mimosas. You've always been great with the smoothies. Are there any kind of cool options on whether it's the drinks or cocktail side that you would recommend for people?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm actually doing a bunch of blood orange recipes. A good friend of mine has a bunch of fruit trees in his yard, and he gave me all this citrus. it was literally so much citrus that driving home from his house, it actually set off the seatbelt alarm in my car. Like it thought it was another person. So I've been making so many blood orange recipes. I haven't like really released them yet, because I've really been trying to get the, I mean, so last weekend I literally wrote 30 new scripts on food storage for people, because I'm trying to get so much of that content out the door, because people are begging for it. I'm getting DMs and Facebook messages daily asking for like, how do I store this, you know? And so I've been doing the recipes when I need a break from food storage. I did a blood orange and oregano soda the other day. And then I'm doing a blood orange and rosemary and cinnamon margarita today. I've been doing some Dutch babies with them. I just sort of like, I have so many oranges that you get through all of it.
Oh, but pandemic or not, that stuff sounds awesome. That's not a compromise. That's living, Jerry. So that's great. Let the listeners know we're talking with homemade meal messiah, Jerry James Stone. You can find him at jerryjamesstone.com. We'll have links, of course, up at WGN Radio as well. But on the lighter side, you know, people are already looking for, and I know that's going to be some dark times and challenges and a lot of pain going through the next month or two as we get through this, but coming out the other end, I know that there was, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of great projects and a lot of cool things that people are excited about getting back to once all of this is over. So what's kind of on the docket for, you know, the not too distant future for Jerry James Stone?
Yeah. So this summer, everything goes as planned. I've been working on this for a couple of years now. I'm launching a comic book for teaching kids to cook.
Nice. And oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's superhero based, so kind of full on superhero action based comic book with a really strong food narrative, and just a few recipes and tips, how to's here and there, just to kind of like keep kids interested with the comics, but show them like, you know, some of the challenges the food industry face, everything from the immigrants that pick our food and that sort of thing, you know, to like, you know, climate change and how that's affecting things, but just teaching them also like how to cook and get comfortable with food at an early age, and hopefully a really fun and engaging way.
Oh, there's some of the best messages, morals of the story in every way are done through sort of that superhero lens. You don't have to let the cat out of the bag. I know still in the formative stage for some of this, but is there any role either as superheroes or maybe supervillains for the Fruit of the Loom guys? You know, they have been out of work for a while.
No, that's a really great spin that I'll have to probably consider. Right now, you know, the biggest villain I think is just like sort of that, you know, overarching, you know, tough decisions that we as humanity have to make every day. Like, we make tough decisions based around industrial agriculture, and we have food deserts and all these things that sort of just are afflictions that, you know, some of those we can solve, some of them are more complicated. And so the idea is to really just kind of put that lens on those items and give kids a point to start and then a narrative to like kind of get behind, and then hopefully some fun cooking things, and maybe they will make their own decisions about what those things mean.
Yeah. So many important teachable moments. And if you can create that vehicle, that Batmobile, if you will, to bring it to the kids, I think that is great. These are tough times, and it's good to be able to laugh a little bit in the middle of all the non-laughing. And so I appreciate you taking time to jump on. Give the, you know, for social media wise, for those, again, those few people that may not be aware, available and following, give the social media out. And of course the website where they can get in on all the adventures.
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter at Jerry James Stone, or check out my content at jerryjamesstone.com.
Jerry James Stone, thanks so much for everything that you're doing now, not only doing all the fun work that you've done for so long, but now the people's work, kind of helping us get through all this, shepherding us through these tough times. Jerry, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.